Today, iRobot has three businesses that drive our revenue. The largest and most important to our profitability is home, and so that is the Roomba, the Scuba, the Brava, Luge, Mira. I assume that you know these robots. And we have some neat pictures and images if you need them for the magazine we can give you, but that represents 90% of our revenue. And the mission is to look at the requirements someone has for maintaining their home and one by one create robots that solve and automatically do those jobs, where the ideal robot would be one that you brought home, turned on, and would never have to do that job again. So we get closer every year to that ideal. So this is the Roomba vacuum, the Scuba floor scrubbing robot, the Mira floor mopping robot, the Luge gutter cleaning robot, the Scuba 230 for the bathroom washing, and the pool cleaning robot. So then we have the defense and security division, which focuses on robots for bomb disposal, robots to go into buildings in dangerous places. You can see three of our four robots in this picture. First look, which is this guy. And then the SUGV and the PackBot robot. We have the largest robot, the iRobot 720, is 400 pounds. And is used for picking up very heavy objects. And then the last business area is the remote presence business. And our first product is RP Vita. And this is a medical robot. So this is used in hospitals today.
RP Vita, yes. So the two presents for you is for a medical, for a hospital. And
so that robot is to go into hospitals, and it allows a doctor to make a diagnosis from anywhere in the world. So if you are a specialist, and so that you have unique or unusual knowledge on how to treat a certain type of disease, the challenge is how many people a day can you see that have that problem? For those that you see, they're very lucky, but for everyone else who would need your expertise but you're not close to, that's a missed opportunity. So using this robot, a specialist doctor can meet with a patient on the other side of the world.